Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. We have Pat Fitzgerald and Bill Lynch, head coaches of Northwestern and Indiana, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Trevor Thompson of Fox Sports Detroit. And we're going to find out what's wrong with the Detroit Tigers, as if we don't know. Tougher question would be, how do you fix it? But I don't even know if Trevor has that answer. We have Steve Finnemore, the new head basketball coach of the East Lansing Trojans, in studio. Before we get into recruiting and changes there, I want to take another look at the scene in mid-Michigan. You mentioned Doug Fleming. You knew Doug pretty well. Good coach?
Very good. Very good coach.
You've known Tony Sweet, obviously, because you worked with Al Horford.
Yes.
Good coach?
Borderline good, very good coach.
Why are they out of work?
Philosophy, like I talked about. Parents. Well, I don't know much about Tony's situation because it just came out yesterday, but I read so much about Doug's and I heard so much about Doug's. And,
right.
And it's all kind of, you know... You know, Jack, like we talked about before, I hate to sound redundant, but it's definitely a conflict of personality, philosophy. Kids today, the parents, they want them to play. They want them to get the shots. You know, they want to play in time. They want their kid to be the star from everything I heard. I mean, Doug made a great run in 2008. I mean, Charlie Woods was on that team, and he was the only, you know, big-time player on that team, and he had a lot of role players.
Right.
And he got them to buy in. They played hard. They shared the ball. I got the utmost respect for Doug. He did a good job with Mike Ingram for a couple of years at LCC, and I think he's going to be coaching soon.
And Tony, you think he'll coach again?
I really do. I think Tony may take a year off. My wife said to me last night when we heard about it, she goes, why don't you call Tony and ask him if he wants to be your assistant?
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, and I'm going to reach out to Tony and say, I know it's tough, Tony. I know it's early, but
wow.
I want you to think about something. I have an assistant coaching position open. I would
you
love
have
to
have a couple
have
of them open.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you offered any assistant coaching positions yet?
I reached out to a few guys. Our JV coach is not coming back.
JV, freshman coach, they resigned,
yeah,
right?
Yep. I'm looking to hire a freshman head coach, a JV head coach, and one assistant, maybe two for our varsity team. I've reached out to Timbo Gracchus, former Spartan, who I think would make a great high school basketball coach. Reached out to David Thomas, another Spartan who I think would make a great coach, and a guy we're familiar with, Ron Mott.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Mott. Okemos.
Former Okemos coach. I think you got to bring some guys in who have a little notoriety, you know, who the kids know, they remember.
Right.
And Rott's got a wealth of experience, and he's an energy guy. So those are probably a few guys that I'm looking at right now.
Would you ever hire anyone in the media? Would you hire Tom Crawford?
I'd hire Crawford, but he goes against one thing that I'm strong with. I don't believe in hiring parents of a current player or a current athlete in the school.
I got you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm disqualified.
That's an interesting statement because we know what happened at East Lansing. And Steve Haney was the assistant coach there to Doug. And
now he's heading over to Eastern.
Was the player a freshman player on the team last year? And
right.
I think that was part of the friction.
It was. Yep. And you read about that, you know, on the message boards and the articles and stuff, and you hear things around the town, and you know, they handled it the best way they thought they should handle it, and I heard some of the players were a little upset, you know, about that. Maybe Doug didn't yell and scream at Steve like he yelled at the other kids, stuff like that, you know. But I'll tell you what, the players, they love Steve Jr. They love him. They have nothing against him. You know, because I've been talking to so many guys about Steve, and they would love to play with him. They would welcome him back.
Well, is there a chance that he would be back at East Lansing?
And let's get one thing straight, and I hope a lot of people are listening. Stephen Haney is not officially at Lansing Eastern right now, okay? He's still an East Lansing High School student. Okay, so all his talk, and you read about in the paper, you hear what his dad's saying, there's still a chance that Stephen Haney may play at East Lansing next year.
Well, we're sitting here like 4 weeks away from school opening.
Right.
Now, when's that defining moment when it has to be determined?
I think it's first day of school is when you find out.
With Cha-Cha Tucker last
Thank
year,
you.
I think it was when the bell rang
Thank
for the first class. Come on.
And then he wouldn't have to sit out. That's the plus side.
I know. I know.
Now, I would think there would be some awkward moments for him coming back. I would make sure. I'm not telling you how to coach. But
Tell me how to coach. I listen, there's one thing about me, Crawford. I take all kinds of input. Jack will tell you. I pick his brain all the time.
Okay.
Tell me.
I would make sure.
You can get him at 1, 2 in the morning.
Yep. The statement you said that they're going to embrace Steve back, and I would just make sure that's universal throughout that entire team.
I agree.
I'm just asking the
Did
question.
Did he hire you? Are you his advisor?
I'm just saying that, you know, human instinct is to you know, get a couple of viewpoints from a couple of prominent players and then not get the whole story.
Steven, a lot of people have his game all wrong. They just think he's a gunner.
They think he's a catch and shoot guy.
And you know what? That's his strength. And you tell kids to play to your strength, okay? Steven will share the ball. Steven will rebound. You know, he'll defend. He'll help side on defense. You got to give him a chance. We keep forgetting. He's 14 years old.
And he's young.
He's 14
young,
years old.
He wasn't a kindergarten red shirt like a lot of kids are. You know what I mean? Or a year older than they're supposed to be.
And you know what, Tom?
A lot of that going around in EL.
Stephen Haney's a great kid. He's not a bad character kid. He's not a bad student. I mean, he's a great kid. I mean, have a conversation with him, and you're like, wow. You know, so we're going to give it a shot. It's definitely on my list of things to do.
Wow. You've seen the enthusiasm at Holt for games. You've seen enthusiasm at Okemos. You know, it's like Grand Ledge in a lot of sports, not just basketball. How do you get that passion at East Lansing?
Universal. I'm not just talking basketball.
I mean, Tom, you always complain that they get a bus and it's a driver and three guys.
It's, I tell you what, the football playoff game down in Stevensville, they couldn't even get a student bus together. It's just at the third level. It's just disgusting. And they have to address that at East Lansing High School, and maybe you could be part of that.
I think you got to get the student body involved. One of my things to do is to reach out to the students and get them out there for games, get them the road games. I went to the Holt East Lansing game last year at Holt, and East Lansing, a lot of kids showed up for that game. They were sitting underneath the basket, but the problem was they fell behind by 15, 20 points in the crowd, like Fenway Park last night. They become quiet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go to football games. I'm going to help Tom Hunt with things. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to see people. Like I did that at Portland. I went to the football games in the fall, and I got to know the student body, and we had a little student section at Portland. So I'm going to try to do that next year, and hopefully Jack can come up with a name for it, and even though he's an Okemos guy.
Well, Holt's got going. Okemos has it. East Lansing's never really engaged in it.
And that's what attracted me, one of the many things to the East Lansing job, the passion in high school sports. No knock on junior college sports, but our crowds weren't very big.
Yeah.
There's no interest
that's
in the media.
It's always been that way.
And you know what? And it's not from a selfish point of view. It's from the kids' point of view. My kids wanted to play in front of nice crowds and get a little publicity in the newspaper. Jackson Citizen Patriot did a great job, but let's be, you know, realistic. High school sports, there's nothing like it.
Right.
You know, I'm intrigued by this Tony Sweet idea. You know, Dan Stoltz had coached at one school and taught at another. So that can happen. You know, I can think of one reason why you wouldn't want to hire Tom Crawford. I'm thinking more and more about this for the JV position.
I just came up with a really good philosophical contribution.
That was very good. That was, one of
okay,
your
go ahead
great moments. If he was coaching, let's say, the East Lansing JV, would he be able to make the step up in class from the basketball he's used to watching at Chrysler Arena?
You know what? That would be tough. Beeline would watch him coach and maybe give him an opportunity
I'd
to come down and coach
thing.
You.
I'd have the light blue blazer with a towel over my head.
Hey, I have a great picture of Bill Frieder and Judd Heathcote sitting in the stands down in Jackson from the Citizen Patriot watching Kevin Willis. Doug Herner tells me I should send it out to Judd. It's a great picture. They're sitting right next to each other.
Collector's item. It's the only time Judd's ever been photographed recruiting.
There's a couple of GQ guys.
Jack, if you look at Judd's face, and you could tell Frieder's saying something because he's got that, you know, and you can tell, you know what Judd is thinking. You can just tell.
Judd liked to sit and, you know, on wood benches, you know, scouting kids. He loved that, didn't he?
Oh, that was worse than hell for Judd Heathcote. Was summer recruiting. I got to tell you a funny story. Dr. Tom Davis. Okay. So I used to go on recruiting things once in a while down to St. Cecilia. And I think I was down there with Tom one day. And we're there. He walks in. And of course, he knows everybody. And they come up to him. And finally, Tom Davis comes over and says, hey, where's the old man? And Tom says, well, you know, he's got some stuff going. He says, don't give me that. I know. He doesn't like to recruit. You don't tell me that. Who are you trying to get? He said, you know what you ought to do? You ought to get one of those stuffed inflatable Judds and stick them up in the corner of the stands up there. And his personality, nobody's going to come near him anyway.
Right.
And everyone's going to say, oh, Judd Heathcote's here. And they'll never know. And at the end of the game, you can just go deflate the thing and compress it.
How about when you told me that Michael Ray Richardson was one of his top favorite players, second favorite player.
Was that Montana?
Yeah. And Michael Ray, as a kid, he was, I told Jack DeLano, he was my favorite basketball player. I'm telling you right now, Magic and Isaiah Thomas will tell you to this day that he was one of the toughest guys they ever played against. And God forbid, if he wouldn't have had those problems off the court,
he
could have went down as one of the greatest point guards of all time.
Who likes the Knicks more, you or Spike Lee?
Oh, me.
You.
I see, Spike Lee, to me, he came out when they started getting really good in the early 90s, you know, when they had Patrick Ewing and those guys, and he's waving the towel, sitting in the front row, yelling with Reggie Miller. I was there when Hubie Brown was the coach in 1983, 1984, and they won 21 games, okay? I went to 39 out of 41 home games
in one season,
okay?
You sat through the Bernard King.
Yes.
You were after Phil Jackson's playing days, though, right?
Well, that's when I started getting into the Knicks, actually, when Phil came off the bench. I loved Red Holzman. Red Holzman was my
favorite.
Cassie
Russell, Dave Stallworth.
Yeah, unbelievable team, but Bernard King one night, we went to a Knicks-Nets game on Christmas night. He scored 60 points for the Knicks that year.
I remember
and they
that.
Lost to the New Jersey Nets. How about that? I mean, I was there when it was 6,000 people. We would buy a ticket for upstairs, $4. We would make our way down. We'd sneak.
That's
it was
like Kobo. Kobo.
There was like six of us, and we'd spread out, though, you know, and we'd meet down at the bottom. I sat behind Hubie Brown on the bench, and my friends would sit like really close. They'd try to get talk to the players and stuff, but I listened to Hubie, and I think that was a big part of my
there
coaching
you go.
Evolution.
Bernard King, the only player in history who is underrated from New York. Most guys from New York, that gives them a little bit more, but not this kid. This segment is
going by way too fast.
You're right.
You know, maybe we just ought to have Fenimore in here more often.
No,
the problem. He can come in here and he'll
bring
Susie
Merchant. Man, I feel bad now. You made me feel bad. I'm a sensitive guy.
Give her a call. You want to give her a call?
We got her cell number. We can call. I'm sure you'd like to have lunch with her today. You could probably do that.
Hey, don't be fooled by Susie smiling off the court.
Oh, I know.
She's intense.
She's a competitor.
She really is. Yeah. She really is.
I wouldn't want to cross her. Okay, Stevie. Good luck with the EL.
Thank you.
I'll be there with you. Through and through. When you're a parent, but you don't have a kid in the program, it's great. You can just watch it and
just have my back, man. When we start losing, the parents start yelling at me.
I'll be behind.
And when you hear people behind you screaming, "You idiot!" It won't be Crawford more than half the time. Steve Fenimore, the new head basketball coach of the East Lansing Trojans, our guest. When we get back in hour two, we're going to talk with Pat Fitzgerald, head football coach of Northwestern Wildcats. Bill Lynch of the Indiana Hoosiers will also join us. And we're going to go through a lot of college football coaches in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Trevor Thompson, Fox Sports Detroit, will also be with us. Jack Eblin here with Tom Crawford. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.